Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. And today's episode marks the 26th of February of the year 2020, or Ash Wednesday, the famous day after Pancake Day when someone high on pancakes left their stove on and burned down the entire city of Nazareth, which is actually why Mary left in the first place. Plenty of people are interested in the history of Pancake Day, but it was a pagan tradition originally that has only become laden with religious symbolism since the Catholic Church absorbed it as an antidote to the diet of worms in 1521. Happy birthday or birthiversary to Jamila Jamil today, and happy deathiversary to Godfrey IV, the Hunchback, who died in 1076, both pioneers for body positivity in their time. Today in history, in 1797, the Bank of England issued its first £1 note, before which, in order to represent a pound, you had to carry around a small pig weighing exactly £1, and if it lost weight, you were accused of currency devaluation. In 1815, on this date, Napoleon Bonaparte escaped from the Isle of Elba, a series of events on which the 1979 movie Escape from Alcatraz was directly based. Today's guest is a favourite on this podcast, just coming off his time on The Kardashians and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Welcome back to the podcast, Andy Zaltzman.
Hello, Alice. Yes.
And you've won an award, didn't you?
You're going to have to narrow that down.
So. You've won the award for reality television pioneering work by being the first human to be on both The Kardashians and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills at the same time, running two drama storylines, including the launch of your new handbag line and the secret knowledge of which Kardashian was sleeping with which other Kardashian's husband. I have no idea how you managed to keep that a secret over 90 minutes of primetime reality drama while telling the camera about your entire emotional journey, Andy. Well deserved.
Yes, my emotional journey is a short and not very winding road, Alice. So, but the interesting thing with the Kardashians is absolutely
that's a sentence I haven't heard very often.
I've absolutely no idea who any of them are, but I basically just ascribed each one as a member of 18th century European royalty. And turns out it just works exactly the same.
They are playing out some very dramatic royal storylines there.
You're wrong about Pancake Day, by the way. That actually dates back to Jesus' teenage years when his mate Alan was run over by a steamroller. And Jesus, using one of his clever magic spells, sprinkled some lemon and sugar on him and came back to life.
Well, coming up today, we will be talking all the latest in politics and sport with our politics and sport expert, Andy Zaltzman. But first, some headlines. In the news today, a steep rise in coronavirus rates in Italy has been traced back to the one member of the ruling Wiggles government who has a penchant for hugs. Dorothy the Dinosaur has been touring the country with her One Dinosaur talk about feminism in the mime dinosaur backup dancer industry, which of course was her area of expertise before she went into politics, and has been accused of being a vector for the virus. Dorothy the Dinosaur is currently in custody and scheduled to be humanely destroyed in an attempt to contain the disease.
How do you humanely destroy it? Do you just, like, chuck an asteroid at it?
There are protests in the street of Italy against the execution of this favoured member of the government, which have postponed the scheduled termination. But the government has announced a full dinosaur quarantine and have released a public service announcement as follows. All dinosaurs, mime or not, must report to the nearest collection point where they will be shipped to a park for quarantine that is located on an island off the coast of Costa Rica. A dinosaur park, if you will. Just a little reference there to the famous action movie series Dinosaur Park there.
A mime dinosaur?
Yeah, that's Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Right.
Have you not met her?
What is a non-mime dinosaur then?
A dinosaur that expresses itself in words or sounds.
Right. Oh, sounds. So sounds, because the T-Rex is not built for mime.
No.
Very, you know, short upper limbs.
You would think so, but, you know, we work within the restrictions of our bodies and sometimes that's the most expressive dance.
I guess so, yeah. Yes, yeah, you're quite right. I'm using thought patterns and prejudices from literally hundreds of millions of years ago.
And disgraced movie mogul and old man ham hands celebrity creep Harvey Weinstein, once revered as one of Hollywood's most influential power brokers, has been convicted of a number of sex crimes as his watershed rape trial in Manhattan. After his sentencing, he will be moved to LA to face more accusations before continuing his national tour of courtrooms and state jurisdictions. At the end of this round of sentencing, he's anticipated to be sued for f***ing another woman's career by his own defense attorney, after which he will be sentenced, paragraphed, and never paged by anyone in Hollywood again.
Would it not be easier at this stage to, you know, they have, you know, kind of mass weddings, just to have, you know, mass trials? to be honest, I mean, this sounds, it is already sounding sinister.
I mean, I think they did that in the French Revolution, yes. And I'm not sure that it worked out.
I instantly retract that derailed train of thought.
Well, it's sort of, you would feel like there are some efficiencies here that are being lost.
It's big, you know, arenas.
They're losing the economies of scale. You want efficient sentencing.
It'll all be done by robots soon enough. The whole judicial process. Just, you input a little memory stick with the defence on and a little memory stick with the prosecution on. Verdict, 10 seconds.
I think you've just plotted out the plot of the movie Judge Dredd.
There we go.
Five men have sued Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros, and the Boston Red Sox in federal court in Manhattan, claiming that their DraftKings fantasy baseball contests were ruined by the cheating scandals that have rocked baseball in recent days. They have accused the defendants, Major League Baseball, of fraud and deceptive trade practices, as well as negligence for allowing the cheating. Major League Baseball has urged the federal court to dismiss this lawsuit, saying in its defense that attempts at cheating are a part of sports and marriages, before running out of the courtroom after his visibly angry wife.
Surely, I mean, if this court case is successful, then that's, you know, that's a very dangerous precedent, isn't it? Because then the people are going to sue their parents for bringing them up in such a way as to become so obsessed with sport that they devote their time to fantasy leagues. Where is it going to end, Alice?
I don't know, but Major League Baseball's reserve spokesman, who was subbed in and came up to the plate clearly underprepared, saying fantasy baseball is for nerds and anyone who wants to fight him can come out behind the bleachers and get ambushed by his gang in a fair fight. Before being red carded. Do they have red cards in baseball? I don't know. It seems like an inexplicable sport to me. This is me writing a sports story.
It is an inexplicable sport unless it's properly explained.
Yeah.
But many inexplicable things.
And that is your headlines for today. It's now time for your classified ad section, because how do you know what you want to be if you don't know what you want to buy? Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Love the idea of romantic candlelit dinners, but find the light too dim and the pace too slow? Raise your heart rate with our new Spotlight Speed Dating, Shine Date. Shine a light on your future spouse with a series of thrilling high-volume interviews. Lay bare your deepest secrets under the subtle good cop, bad cop threat of our qualified dating coaches. They're qualified as prison guards, but as a transferable skill. Are you the one I'm looking for? Are you? Are you? Shine Date at shinedate.com.
That's the way modern romance is going.
Have you got an injured bird in your home? Call your local Wires service, wrap the bird in a soft towel or t-shirt, and give it half a glass of water in case of thirst. Half a glass of water. It's still probably going to die, but you did what you could.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your classified section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, sports and politics. Andy, you are our sports and politics correspondent. What is happening in the world of sports and politics?
Well, the legendary American president, Donald Trump, on a state visit to India, has referenced a couple of Indian cricket legends, Virat Kohli, the current Indian cricket captain, great cricketer, also advertiser of all known things in the universe, from hair care products, I'm sure, washing powders, molecules, the concept of hope. Basically, he just everything is now Virat Kohli branded. And his predecessor is India's cricketing icon, Sachin Tendulkar, but Mr. Trump had, as always, he puts his own distinctive twists on things. And, you know, whilst traditionally people have pronounced Sachin Tendulkar's name as Sachin Tendulkar, Trump, you know, he breaks the rules, doesn't he? So he went with Suchin Tendulkar. And, you know, there was some dispute over exactly why he did this, or, you know, if maybe there is a Suchin Tendulkar playing in, you know, the lower levels of Mumbai League cricket, and, you know, he's trying to draw attention to, you know, well, just a humble, ordinary, everyday cricketer as well as the current Indian captain. We simply do not know, and a lot of people have criticised him because clearly Donald Trump does not give a shit about cricket, and we know this from the fact that cricket is the greatest thing ever invented, and Donald Trump is a notorious so there's no crossover there. There's no possible crossover. So clearly, I mean, he's just doing it to curry favour with the locals at this huge rally in a cricket stadium in Ahmedabad.
Reluctant though I am to defend Trump on any front, he was high on broccoli pakoras, was
it? Yes, she was one of the women that made allegations against him, I think. previous election campaign. And the thing is, people say, well, you know, why bring sport into politics, and that sport and politics shouldn't mix? And also it works the other way. Virat Kohli himself has tattoos of American politics celebrities Madeleine Albright and Theodore Roosevelt amongst his ample ink collection. And
Teddy Roosevelt, the only president to kill a cougar with a knife. It's a fact.
What kind of cougar? Gonna have to define whether you mean the animal cougar, because otherwise I think you might have some competition. And just last week, at the Ecuadorian Open Snooker Championships, the world number 473, Gavin Warp, said how much he admired the late 19th, early 20th century two-time president of Ecuador, Eloy Alfaro. So, you know, it's not a one-way street, this. And, you know, politics and sport, they're, you know, people say, oh, you shouldn't mix politics with sport. But they've always been, to a large extent, inseparable. We see with the Olympics, they're saying you shouldn't make any political statements at the Olympics. But there are certain exceptions, for example, belting out your national anthem. And when you look at the words of national anthems, I mean, they are clearly, evidently political. And also, if you said the words to many national anthems to someone on a bus, they would lead to you being either arrested or sectioned or both. Obviously, other political statements out are draping yourself in your national flag and, you know, making whatever commercial statements on behalf of your sponsors. So, I mean, politics and sport, clearly, there are links. Whatever people say, you shouldn't mix, there are links in your national identity, economic power wielding of the fortunate over the less fortunate, rampant short-term commercialism, corporate branding, religion, gender inequality, racism, plus insert your chosen other forms of prejudice here, oversimplifications of complex issues. That is a commonality between sport and politics. Incompetent use of technology, dodgy officiating, endemic institutional corruption, and behind-the-scenes power battles. But apart from that, how are sport and politics linked, Alice? George Orwell famously wrote that sport was essentially war minus the shooting, but I don't think he'd ever seen biathlon, which is shooting minus the war plus some cross-country skiing, or competitive shooting, which is practice for war including the shooting, or rowing, which is fleeing a war in a well-organised small boat facing backwards so that you can keep an eye on any enemy who might try shooting at you. Triple jump, which is war, but only the bit where you're a messenger trying to hop, skip and jump across no man's land back into your own trench with an important message that the whole thing is futile and there must be a better way. So, yeah, but other than that, it is war minus the shooting.
War minus the shooting. Thank you so much. That is our top story for today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. This one's specifically for you, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Alice and Andy Zaltzman, congratulations on your recent award.
Thank you.
I've been watching you for a long time on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I'm wondering, who is your favourite Kardashian? You never let it show in your face.
No, and I try never to let it show in my heart either. I rather like to think of that show now more as the Kardashians keeping up with me rather than the other way around. But I'm not sure you can have a favourite Kardashian, can you? Is that even philosophically possible? Can you fully split the Kardashians? Do you need to pick your favourite one of the Holy Trinity if you're a Christian? I don't know. They're different.
Well, the question,
but inextricable.
The real question is whether the three main Kardashians,
yes,
who,
yeah,
his names I remember, but I'm not going to say,
yeah,
the three main Kardashians are analogous with, for example, the Holy Trinity, or with, for example, Destiny's Child.
Right.
In, yes, which there is a clear,
well, they different
favourite. Yes, Jesus Christ's famous song, I'm a Survivor. Thank you.
No, you're not. Yes, I am. I will get back in your box.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year. We will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. They'll make this bit make more sense. Your guest today was celebrity Andy Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Just my aura, really. Just soak it up.
You trying to capitalise on your aura like Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, peas in a pod.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.